In our ongoing series to help millennials get on their feet, I've invited Alex Malley, whose new book is an engaging how-to guide for students seeking their first job, professionals navigating their first workplaces, and the managers who hire them. But it's much more than that. Alex is a LinkedIn influencer, along with the likes of Richard Branson and Bill Gates and other big thinkers, and he's CEO of global accounting body CPA Australia and host of the Australian television series The Bottom Line. Now, Alex Malley has a new book. The title is The Naked CEO. Hey, Alex, welcome to the show. What a pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much, Stephen. I'm fully clothed. The Naked CEO is fully clothed.
We'll get into that a little bit later. But actually, why the title, The Naked CEO? It's a great title, gets your attention. But what were you trying to say?
What we're trying to say is that we're going to tell you the truth about what leadership looks like, what your first job might look like. And ultimately, it's about your journey and being the best you can be. So after many years of mentoring and seeing young people and senior people make the same sorts of mistakes, this is the truth. This is how to do it.
Hmm. Now, you yourself, as you state in the book, didn't really get off on the best foot when you were younger. Just give us a good idea of, you know, what your personal journey was like.
Oh, look, I was just a playful boy that became probably a too playful young man. I was suspended from school and I've become a disruptive CEO. So it's very much about the fact that I lacked that early discipline. I had an imagination. I was adventurous. I had a big thought of where I could go, but no idea how to do it. And so it was how you bridle this natural energy, this natural desire to influence and to have a big life. But it's those first 6 or 7 years that you really need to be disciplined and look for specific objectives. And that's something, if I had my time again, if I wrote this book to myself when I was 17, I'd get the early part right.
Yeah, I just wonder, you know, when you're 17, you're 17, and when you're older, you're older. Would you have read this book when you were 17, knowing the child you were?
Steve, that's a brilliant question. That's why I've written the way I have. Sorry, Suspended School Board to Disruptive CEO is all about attracting that girl or boy that feels like they're not reading books. There's nothing I can learn from a book, was to attract them. And the inside cover has the original suspension letter from my headmaster in 1978, typeset. And on the very next page, there's an email from him last year commenting on how good I looked on television, but my grammar still needed work. So there's this lovely message about the mentor and about the journey.
Well, how does one figure out their own direction when they're starting out? I guess there's a universe of possibilities, I guess one could put it that way. How does one decide which way to go? I think there's a fear that once you make a decision that you're kind of stuck in that decision. So people, many times, young people are afraid to make decisions.
The very common question to me is that, Alex, if I make this decision, I think I'm locking out all these other things. And the first thing is to separate that and say, that's not right. It is about exposure. That's what your early stage, in fact, that's what all of life's about. So whatever that first job is, just take it, learn some human movement, really learn about what it's like to live with people. Ultimately, that's what you're learning early on. But then it's about exposure, Steve. It's about volunteering on a weekend. It's about getting involved in clubs and activities, perhaps in public speaking groups, where you're just simply allowing yourself to live with different tribes of people who have different perspectives. And if you keep doing that as if you were an adventurer, secured by that sort of single job that's giving you some basic discipline, you will very soon learn what skips a heartbeat, a heart rate for you, or what just gives you that little buzz a bit more than anything else. And soon you will discover where your natural instincts lie. And my book's very much about always listen to your instincts, but develop them through exposure and experience.
Mm-hmm. The book is The Naked CEO, and it is about such things as Alex Malley, the author to whom I'm speaking, is referring. You know, often you hear this idea of the Catch-22, which for, I guess, us in the older generation was a wonderful book and a movie. But the idea here is that, you know, you can't get a job unless you have experience, and you can't have experience unless you get a job. So what am I supposed to do? And I think you're saying is, don't worry about that. Just get out there and expose yourself, not, you know.
In the best possible way. But you're absolutely right. Every young person, you know, has this incredible youthful imagination about all of these ideas. But it's about lowering your expectations early on and just simply navigating life, building relationships with people.
Mm-hmm.
My mother passed away from motor neurone disease, or Lou Gehrig's disease, I think, as you call it in the US. Mm-hmm. And I got involved there and volunteering when I was younger. And I sat with CEOs who I never would have sat with, whose, you know, relatives, you know, had the same tragedy before them. And I learned to sort of speak to really senior people. They saw the merits of what I was trying to do. I saw them in a different light. That helped me in interviews because I had that little bit more of a wider experience. The other thing, Steve, is that a lot of young people forget that while they're at university and school, many of the kids at school and university have successful parents. Make sure you sit in a different seat at school and at university every day of your studies and build relationships, learn to speak to different people. Because they have parents, It's all very important.
That's very interesting. So the issue, too, that I think comes up a lot is that the journey isn't always an easy one. You know, sometimes life can punch you in the nose. It happens to all of us. What advice can you give to young people when that happens?
They're the times that, at the time, they seem the worst, but you need to quietly celebrate, because the only time, and I don't think I'm on my own on this, the only time I have grown as a person is when I had no control of a situation, I thought it was unfair, and the easy route is to just get angry, or you can sit back and say, well, whatever the circumstances is, I have made some percentage contribution here. And I am determined to learn from that, and I'm determined to come back from that. And that's coming back to that school suspension, Steve. That was the first time in my life I felt a level of isolation. I couldn't go to school for a week or whatever it was, and everyone looked at me in a different way. And I remember that as clear as day, even though it's 30-plus years ago. So what I say to people at all ages, particularly young people, almost look for those opportunities for those tough times, because ultimately, they're the moments that are going to teach you something and make you better and give you a step towards the big life you want.
So many of us are paralyzed by fear, the fear of being embarrassed, of being humiliated. Public speaking is something that people always say is one of the most difficult things for them to do. What do you say to all of us, including the millennials, about dealing with this fear and dealing with this embarrassment?
Steve, one of the most passionate responses to the book so far, and it has gone absolutely crazy, I have to say, and I'm really pleased because I think it's good for young people, is when I say, if you can take two words out of your life, you will have a much bigger life than you think, and that is fear and embarrassment. And I recount the fact that my mother had depression when I was young, and we faced some really difficult circumstances, and I recall going to school from, the night before being really difficult at home. And it just dawned on me through a couple of major mistakes in interviews for jobs that, you know what, when I made that mistake of that interview and embarrassed myself and I walked towards the train station and thought my life was over, they were so busy rushing over me and past me to get on the train that no one knew about what I considered was a failure, and no one cared because they had their own life to worry about. So understand that if you can begin to just take fear out, if there's something you want to do, then try and time it right and go for it. And if you don't succeed, you will feel fulfilled because you have made what you consider is a great effort. It's quite satisfying. The alternative is to protect yourself and never try things and live your life with your arms crossed, and you will never feel fulfilled. And embarrassment is a superficial feeling. I think too often these days, even in television for young people, it's all about superficial beauty. Beauty is from the inside. Strength is from the inside. And live your life with your arms open and embrace this opportunity. Don't fold your arms and lock them out.
I remember hearing a quote about Steve Jobs said that when he found out that, he was going to lose his life, one of the things that he felt most sorry about was that his fear didn't allow him to do more. Now, if you think of someone like Steve Jobs, you really don't think of someone that hasn't achieved or things out of fear. But even, who knows what goes in the hearts and mind, and yet he even felt that same way. I see you for the first time. I see you. You've got a television show. You've written a book. You're very outgoing. And yet you picked a career that, in a sense, has a, kind of a stereotype. You're a CPA. Now, I love CPAs. I'll tell you why. Because Warren Buffett says that accounting is the language of business. And if you don't know that language, you shouldn't be an investor. You shouldn't invest in businesses. So I respect accounting, but you've transcended all of that. Just tell us about that.
That's incredibly insightful, I have to tell you, because the reason I studied accounting, and your listeners I think will appreciate this, was I had no clue. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I said to my darling older sister, what do you think I should do at uni? And she said, I'd do accounting. I said, okay, what's that? She said, I don't know, but whoever does it seems to do well.
It seems to work a lot, right?
Yeah, it was just whoever does it does well. Yeah. So that was, luckily for me, enough of an image. And then I went to uni, and as I sat through the lectures, and perhaps not the most talented teachers of their time, I thought, what am I doing here? Yeah. I don't think this fits my personality. But what I've done over the years, when I lectured at uni, I had lectures called The Romance of Accounting. So people came to them for nothing else than to find out whether it was a misprint.
Mm-hmm.
But then I began to talk about the fact that with that core skill, as Warren Buffett says, the language of business, you're actually able to enter any sector in the world with something to offer. And so that's the position I've taken. I've never worked specifically in a role called an accountant, but the skill set behind it is what I've used for many aspects. But I tell you, if you can imagine, I've gone to the number one television network in Australia, managed to organise a meeting in the boardroom with the top executives to tell them I had a television show and I was an accountant. I don't think their anticipation was that they were going to give me a show. But we got there and we got some wonderful guests, and I was lucky enough to do the only interview of the whole of the life of your great American hero, Neil Armstrong. And that will rest with me for the rest of my life as one of the great people I've ever met.
I've heard about that. And that's really kind of what launched you into your next phase of life, isn't it?
It began a whole series of experiences, Steve. And I sat with him at lunch and talked to him about his life and asked him if I could do this interview. And he said, look, I don't do interviews. And yeah. I said, I know, but when you were young, and when you did what you did with your colleagues, the world had 90% vision, 10% risk management. Today, It's 90% risk management, 10% vision. You need to tell young people about how fantastic the times were then.
Wow, that's pretty strong. My guest is Alex Malley. The book is The Naked CEO. This is a book that you want to give to your children and your grandchildren. It's written in a form, a simplistic form, so they can understand it and they can get what they need to get from this book. Alex, unfortunately, we're out of time, but one day I hope we can continue this and take it even further. Thank you so much for joining me.
Dave, it was a real pleasure. I'd love to meet you one day.
Thanks. Same to you. Take care.